From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Kenya's opposition told supporters to stay away from the polls on Thursday after the Electoral Commission said the presidential rerun election would proceed as planned and the Supreme Court said it was unable to hear a petition to postpone it. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
Announcing that his NASA opposition coalition would henceforth be turned into a resistance movement, Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga gave final instructions to his followers regarding Thursday's rerun presidential election.
The first Kenyan to fight democracy and justice to hold vigilant prayers.
Odinga has argued throughout the election season that the Electoral Commission, or IEBC, has been compromised. The September 1st Supreme Court ruling that nullified the original August polls stated that the IEBC was responsible for irregularities and illegalities in the transmission of results. And although Odinga recently announced the withdrawal of his candidacy, arguing that the IEBC had not made improvements, the country has been awaiting his final announcement.
The VOA's Jill Craig reporting from Nairobi. Two Somali civilians, an African Union soldier from Uganda, and four al-Shabaab militants were killed in an ambush early Wednesday on the outskirts of Mogadishu. Gunfire followed the explosion of an improvised explosive device that targeted an AU military vehicle, according to witnesses and officials. Residents at Arbiska Corridor said the AU troops fired into different directions after the explosion, leading to the death of two civilians, including an English schoolteacher who also worked as a journalist for a local radio station. This is VOA News.